We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking with Cheryl Collins today, Executive Director of the Raleigh County Historical Museum, talking about Manhattan, Kansas street names, which is always fun because there's so much history ingrained in every street that you drive down here in the city of Manhattan. And, you know, we've taken a look at a couple of them, Casement, Kimball, obviously a couple of the primary roads through town, and Kimball especially, so much traffic on that road. Another one that's kind of interesting, I think will be interesting to hear about, is Juliet Avenue.
Yeah, Juliet has some controversy with it, too, because there's a couple of Juliets that it's argued back and forth which Juliet is actually the one that it was named for. So the one that I kind of think it was named for is Juliet Lovejoy Whitehorn. So I'll start with her story. So Juliet Lovejoy Whitehorn was the daughter of Methodist minister Charles Lovejoy and his wife Julia Lovejoy. Reverend Lovejoy and his 17-year-old son had started for Kansas Territory in March of 1855 from New Hampshire, and they met up with Isaac Goodnow's group, which was traveling to Kansas, so they joined up with him. So Reverend Lovejoy, after he got to Kansas, sent for his wife Julia and their two daughters, Juliet, who was 15, and Edith, who was 5. So this was in the summer of 1855. And Julia Lovejoy and the two daughters started out, and they had a terrible trip. They took the train from St. Louis to they took the train from their home in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire, and then took the train to St. Louis. And then from St. Louis, they took a steamboat to Kansas City, and they planned to try to take a steamboat from Kansas City to where Manhattan was, but they couldn't get a steamboat. The water was down, and it just didn't work out. But Kansas City was a horrible place to be staying. There was great sickness. It was expensive. The accommodations were abysmal. And Juliet and Edith got sick with measles. So Julia, their mother, decided that she had to get out of Kansas City. So she hired a wagon, and they set out. And they set out in pouring rain, and they had poor resting places along the journey. Their supplies were stolen. The Teamsters were profane, which, of course, didn't go with the Methodist minister's wife. And it was just a horrible trip. And the girls were sick. And the girls, especially Edith, the younger daughter, who was a 5-year-old, kept getting worse. So finally, Julia managed to get to Lawrence, and she had tried to send word ahead to her husband. Her husband had got word, and he met them at Lawrence, and he managed to meet them just before Edith died. And so Edith died, they buried her on Mount Oread, and immediately the rest of them all left for Manhattan. Julia wrote this about that. With many tears along the road, we went our way toward Big Blue. The third day we reached there and went into a log cabin to live with no floor or window, and tears were my meat and drink day and night, until it seemed sometimes as though reason would not retain her throne unless my sorrow was assuaged. There was no friend that seemed to understand my sorrow. There were no acquaintances here but my family. All is one vast expanse of nature, and though the country is surprisingly beautiful, it is as lonely to me as if I were shut up in a tomb. My heart is so sad, I am glad I was born to die. So you can see that Julia was devastated by the death of this little 5-year-old. Now, Juliet, on arrival in Manhattan, was one of the very rare young ladies here, and no doubt was very popular. In February or March of 1856, Juliet married Dr. Samuel Whitehorn. Dr. Whitehorn was 27 years old and came to Kansas about the time of the Lovejoys and made a name for himself when he went to Fort Riley to assist with the 1855 cholera outbreak. The post surgeon left the post when cholera became apparent. Julia was unhappy that Juliet married so young. She was barely 17 years old when she got married. Lovejoy's first grandchild came within a year, when Juliet's son Arthur was born. Juliet's mother thought Dr. Whitehorn spoiled Juliet, and she wrote, "Juliet has a husband that is making a pet of her in every sense. She has all the money she wants to spend, we think foolishly, for fine things unnecessarily. And we talk to the doctor for indulging her whims so, but it does no good. Why, 'tis my pet, he will answer, and he thinks it is not an easy matter for her to do wrong. She is fleshy and looks like a doll, and he is not willing that she should do but little work. She never was permitted to wear such fine garments till she went from home. He bought her a covered buggy when here, and she must have her pony to ride with him, and a $6 lady's bridle and the nicest saddle that could be found, but his money comes easily." So obviously, Juliet's mother did not approve of Dr. Whitehorn indulging his wife. Dr. Whitehorn didn't have long to spoil Juliet. She died of typhoid in November of 1860. She was the first person buried in Manhattan's Sunset Cemetery, and her grave is marked by an obelisk on the south just inside the cemetery gate. So if you want to go up to visit her, she's really easy to find. Dr. Whitehorn married for a second time Maria Arnold, a sister of school teacher Amanda Arnold, and they moved to California, and that's where Dr. Whitehorn's buried. So that's one possibility for the namesake of Juliet Avenue. The other possibility is Juliet Hunting. So Juliet Hunting was the daughter of Dr. Amory Hunting. Hunting Street in Manhattan is named for Dr. Amory Hunting. Dr. Hunting came to Manhattan Township in Kansas Territory in 1855. He was 61 years old and a physician. He had at least six children, but they were all grown up. And one account that I found said that only his youngest son, William Hunting, came to Kansas at the time that his parents did. Dr. Hunting was an ardent free stater and a prohibitionist. He became a leader in the Kansas prohibition movement and a major leader in temperance. The year after he arrived in the territory, Dr. Hunting was among the people who founded the first Congregational Church in Manhattan. The Congregational Church, which is located on the northwest corner of Juliet and Points, was built shortly after the founding, and the original building is still part of the church today. It's the part facing east there. So that's a place that Dr. Hunting would have spent a lot of time. Dr. Hunting served as a Riley County commissioner during the time that Ogden and Manhattan fought over the county seat. And in 1857, he also served as the Riley County treasurer. Juliet and her husband, George Henry Morris, and their daughter moved from Rhode Island to Manhattan. And the family stayed in Manhattan for a while, but in 1900, or at least by 1900, they had moved to California. Juliet Hunting Morris died in 1918 and is buried in Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, California, along with a whole lot of movie stars. So it was interesting to see all the movie stars that are buried the same place as Juliet Hunting Morris. So when the streets were being laid out and named in 1855, I'm not sure that Juliet Hunting Morris lived in Manhattan. She was already married at that time and I think was still back in Rhode Island. However, her father was here, so it's possible that he was here to suggest the name of his daughter. So it is possible that it is correct and Juliet Hunting Morris is the person the name Juliet Avenue is for. But my feeling is it's Juliet Lovejoy Whitehorn. Now, I will mention that Simeon Fox, who came to Manhattan about 10 years after Manhattan was founded and owned a bookstore downtown that eventually became Barney's Bookstore, Simeon Fox, in a newspaper article in 1926, asserted that Juliet Avenue was definitely named for Juliet Hunting. I think he's wrong, but who knows?
Well, that's
so
fun...
that can continue to be argued, I think, clear down the line.
Yeah.
Both women were really interesting women, though, I think.
Yeah, that's a fun story. What a neat one. All right, well, we'll take a break. We'll come back more with the Riley County Historical Museum after this on K-Man.